Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. This is a verse that speaks about the attribute of God's unity or simplicity. So let's hear God's word. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Let's pray. O Lord, we praise you that you are one. We thank you for revealing that truth to us. We thank you for your word that lives and abides forever. We pray that you would open our eyes to behold wondrous things from your word. We pray that you would open our eyes to behold your glory and to better know you, whom to know is life eternal, and prepare us to come to your table. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever heard someone say, God has justice, God has wrath, but God is love? When someone says something like that, they're denying that the Lord is one. They're denying the truth of God's unity, or what's sometimes called God's simplicity. What they're saying is that God is not one, but his attributes can actually be divided from each other and even pitted against each other. To say that God is made up of parts, it's a way of thinking of God's attributes as though they're like pieces of a pie. You can take a pie and you can divide it up into little pieces, and you can say, this piece is this and this is this. So someone might say, well, God might be 50% love, and then he's 20% holiness, and 10% justice, or 5% wrath, or whatever it might be. But that's a wrong way to think about God and who God is. God cannot be divided up that way. None of his attributes are more important than the others, and all of them are in perfect harmony. When people divide up God's attributes, it's often a way of saying that one is greater or more important than another. If God has wrath, but he is love, then that's saying that the love is greater, a more important attribute. That's a way of pitting his attributes against each other, saying that one is greater or one trumps another. But that's not what God is like. God's attributes are always in perfect harmony. The Lord is one. The Bible does say in 1 John 4 that God is love, and that is a glorious truth. But the Bible also says God is spirit, John 4:24. God is light, 1 John 1:5. God is holy, Isaiah 6:3. God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. God is alone wise, Romans 16:27. God is merciful and gracious, Psalm 103:8. And God is avenging and wrathful, Nahum 1:2. So to say that God has wrath, but God is love, is to contradict what the Bible reveals about who God is. And it's denying the truth of God's unity or God's simplicity. Now, to say that God is simple sounds confusing, because when we hear the word simple, it sounds like a bad thing or like a weakness. But saying that God is simple is not saying that he is not all-wise or he is not sophisticated. Of course, he is exactly the opposite. He is perfectly wise. But rather, to speak of God's simplicity is to simply refer to the fact that God is one, as Deuteronomy 6:4 says, that he is not made up of parts. And our Westminster Confession affirms this truth in chapter 2, section 1, when it says that God is without parts. So God's attributes are not like pieces of a pie. He's not part love and then part holiness and part justice. Rather, God is completely loving, completely holy, completely just. All his attributes are always in perfect harmony with each other. So his wrath is always a just and a holy and a loving wrath, and his love is always a wise and holy and just. God is never arbitrary or imbalanced or inconsistent. But what difference does this make in our lives? What difference does it make to know that God always acts consistently with his character? What difference does it make to know that his attributes are always in perfect harmony? Well, it gives us great hope and confidence and should give us great faith in knowing what God's character is like. Romans 8:28 says that God is working all things together for his glory and the good of those who love him. Because God is good, we know that he will work things together for good. Because he is almighty, has all power, he will work all things together for good. No one can stop him, prevent him from doing that. And because he is wise, he will work all things together for good in the perfectly wise way. God's unity, God's simplicity was preeminently displayed in the Lord Jesus Christ in his life. He became man, and in his life, in his ministry, he exemplified God's attributes. He was filled with the Spirit, and he always treated each person exactly how they needed to be treated. He knew when to weep and when to laugh, when to be righteously angry and when to be righteously merciful. In his wrath, he drove money changers out of the temple. He rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees, but he also healed the sick in his compassion. He upheld God's law in his justice, but he was also patient with his disciples. And in love, he laid down his life for his friends. And in the cross, we again see God's attributes on display. The cross showed God's wisdom, it showed God's justice and his holiness, and it showed God's grace and his mercy and his love. Those who are united to Christ, not only do we have Christ's perfect righteousness imputed to us, we also have it imparted to us. That is, if you are in Christ, you are being conformed to the image of Christ. The Spirit of Christ is working in you to make you more and more like him and to help you to respond rightly in each situation. God works in us to make us more holy as he is holy, to make us more righteous as he is righteous, to make us more and more just as he is just, more and more wise and loving and good. God is working these attributes of his into our lives and working so that they would be more and more true of us, and they would be more and more in perfect harmony in our lives, so that we might reflect Christ's character more and more. And we have the great hope that 1 John 3 says that someday we shall be like him, like Jesus, free from sin, because we will see him as he is. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says that Jesus became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Whatever we lack is found in him. He is the all-sufficient Savior. John Newton put it this way: in Jesus alone is my everything. In him I have an offering, an altar, a temple, a priest, a son, a shield, a Savior, a shepherd, a hiding place, a resting place, food, medicine, riches, honor, wisdom, righteousness, holiness, in short, everything. Whatever you lack, holiness, righteousness, wisdom, power, love, purity, mercy, whatever it might be, all that you need is found in Jesus. He is all-sufficient Savior. So come to this table, which is his table, in faith, looking to him to receive whatever you need. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you that you are one. We thank you that you are not made up of parts, but that all of your attributes are always worked together in perfect harmony. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, for his becoming man, for his living a perfect life for us, dying on the cross for us, and rising again from the dead for us and interceding in heaven for us. By your Spirit, conform us more and more to the image of Christ. Make us to be holy as you are holy, righteous as you are righteous, loving as you are loving, wise as you are wise. Make us like you. Help us to approach this table in faith. May we look to Jesus for all that we need. We thank you that he has become for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, and that he is our all-sufficient Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.